Hello, everybody. E3 is over. Yes. So yeah, E3 is officially done. Over. It's in the bag. For another year.
1 year.
Yep, 1 year down, just the rest of history to go. The rest of the future. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll just jump right in with some news. So starting up, Activision is working on an HD port of Angry Birds for consoles.
Yeah, I thought it was already on consoles.
It's on the PSP, I know.
Okay.
But it's coming to the 360 and PS3.
Okay.
Yeah, Activision didn't say when it's coming or why it's coming. Well, presumably money.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, the reason that Angry Birds works so well on phones was that it was cheap and simple. And it worked amazingly well with, like, the touchscreen thing that happened with all iPhone shit. Right. I could understand it working with the PSP because, you know, it's just handheld, like, gaming system. If you can't afford, like, it's like, oh, I don't have the money for an iPhone, but hey, like, I have a PSP, I'll play Angry Birds in that. But they did take a misstep when they, like, charged $15 for it.
Okay.
Yeah, so now it's coming to home consoles.
Right.
For presumably $10 to $15.
It's only $1, right?
It's actually, you can get a free version of Angry Birds on your iPhone.
But it's a limited, like, light version, right?
Well, that one, it has, like, ads everywhere.
Okay, well, how much is the standard iPhone Angry Bird game?
99 cents. Yeah. Yes, you can get it for free, you can get it from free to $1, and get all the Angry Birds you need, including, like, they got Angry Birds Rio, Angry Birds in Space. But no, it's like, I'm gonna pay $15 to get it on my TV.
I guess.
It's real stupid.
It's Activision, man. They want money.
Maybe that's why they don't have an E3 press conference, because they won't like fork out for the money for stage time.
Probably.
Okay, so moving on. So Sony apparently cut a lot of the Vita stuff they had for the press conference in order to save time.
Yeah.
So this was your story, Shax. Tell us about it.
They had, I think, 20 to 25 games somewhere between there of Vita games at, you know, in their booth at E3 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they only really showed, like, a couple of games for it during their E3 press conference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they showed Assassin's Creed 3 Liberations. They talked about PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale and how that's going to be on the Vita. and be cross-game play with the PS3 version.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed a title card for Black Ops Declassified.
Yeah,
I think that's about it.
Have they said much about Declassified, like what that's going to be?
Not really. I mean,
they just say, hey, Declassified is a thing.
They basically just, like, reconfirmed that Activision is making Call of Duty for the PlayStation Vita. Which I think everyone assumed it was going to be just Black Ops 2 on the PlayStation Vita, but the one thing that I have heard about this, the declassified version, is there's, like, a ton of missions and stuff like that was cut out of the main game.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Like, it was a bunch of stuff that didn't make the final cut, so maybe they're just, like, conglomerating that into a thing.
Yeah, I heard that they're either going to... That's what this is going to be, just that stuff added together to make its own game. You know, maybe more Black Ops than Black Ops, kind of declassified,
you know? It's like, I really hope it isn't, because, like, because like the missions that were cut from Black Ops 1, they were probably cut for a reason.
Well, a lot of times, it's cut not because, they suck. A lot of times it's just, it doesn't fit in, well, or, you know, because they have a certain amount of time that they want to hit with their game.
So they cut this out because they didn't want people too focused on the single player campaign?
I think so. I mean, I've heard stories of that before, you know, like, I think it was World at War when that came out, and not long after it came out, it was already hitting with DLC for the multiplayer, and I think co-op type gameplay, and they were like, oh yeah, this is stuff that we already had, you know, basically, you know, rendered and everything, and, you know, these maps already done and stuff, because there was stuff that we were going to use for single player stuff, and we decided to cut it out, and we just decided to do this with it instead. Like, I think a lot of the zombie stuff for that game came out with by them having the stuff that they cut out of the game.
Uh-huh, but, like, this is Call of Duty. They could have had, like, a 20-hour, like, epic, like... They could have made, like, the Call of Duty single-player campaign an RPG, for all they care. And, like their core demographic wouldn't give a fuck. If the core demographic wouldn't even notice, because they're just like, put it in multiplayer.
Probably, yeah, and that's probably why they don't want to do it, is because why waste all that time and money on something no one's going to fucking care about anyway? So, I mean,
they made enough. They made enough of it for some of it to be cut out.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't know, right?
We don't know.
We don't know exactly what declassified is. That's just, as far as I know, that's just rumors.
Yeah, this is just speculation.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it's like a 5-hour game, then it's like, yeah, you got a ton of shit there. But all I know is about declassified is I hope that it's cross gameplay with Black Ops 2 with multiplayer. Otherwise, it's kind of useless to have a big, huge title like Call of Duty on the PlayStation Vita if it's not going to do something to sell copies for your system.
Yeah.
I feel like we're off track because we're just talking about Call of Duty for the PlayStation Vita now.
Hey, it was announced at E3.
Yeah. Sony didn't do a lot with the PlayStation Vita at their press conference. And me personally, like, I put in there that, like, I really liked the concept of Wonder Book, even though a lot of people have given it shit, like how the stage demo didn't work a couple of times for the one lady and stuff.
Yeah, she was just, like, sitting there just, like, drawing the number 4 then trying to cast a spell and it's not working.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's funny to see someone fail like that, but it's like, at the same time, it's like, alright, you know, this is still a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the Wonder Book, I feel is kind of cool. I like the idea of it. It's interesting to me. But Sony could have cut that down to like 5 fucking minutes, had some dude come out and be like, hey, this is what we're working on. We're working on it with J.K. Rowling. And we hope to have something for you next year at E3. Boom, been done with it. Maybe show a little demo trailer or something like that for it of what they expect it to do and be done with it. And then maybe put in another 5 games of Vita
in
their press conference.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, well... Okay, well, moving on.
It just seems so stupid on their part. Like, I don't remember the quote that I put from that Alphabet Soup name.
VG247.
Yeah, but I mean the Sony Studio Worldwide President.
Oh, Shuhei Yoshida.
That guy. let me pull it up real quick. But Vita. It was our fault for not spending enough time on the PlayStation Vita content. We had 25 new games on the show floor, playable during E3. So we could have shown more during the press conference. But I observed that the press or the PR's team One big focus was to make the conference shorter this year. We have been criticized for having long conferences in the past, so this year we focus on was let's make it a very compact and impactful press conference. And it's like, really? Like, I would think that Sony would rather people, a bunch of fat fucking press gamers, bitching about, oh, it was too long, my fucking knees now hurt, than have them fucking bitch like, where's the games at, Sony? I mean, it makes it look like they don't give a shit about the PlayStation Vita.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you should have people walking out of there being like, they don't give a shit about my back hurting now from sitting in that seat so long.
Yeah, but like, they couldn't have just like an extra half hour on there, just say, hey, we've got 25 games, show off like 5 or 6 of your choice ones, and then just have the rest like a sizzle reel.
Yeah, something, I mean.
Or do like what Nintendo did, and just have like a secondary show talking about Vita games.
Yeah, that could have probably worked too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like they did it all wrong there. I mean, fuck time. You know, I mean.
Yeah, fuck time, we're here to talk about video games.
I mean, really, if an hour and a half is not long enough for these press conferences to make them 2 hours long.
Yeah.
I mean, these people that are there fucking covering this shit, that's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm.
And the press conferences, for the main part, is the big thing that average gamers like us are there for it to see. You know, we do watch the game trailers and the demos and stuff like that. We like seeing the interviews that game sites have with these developers and so on. But the press conferences are the thing that are supposed to show us, you know, on a grand stage of what these people have up their sleeves.
Yeah, they're there to get us excited about Internet Explorer.
Ugh, I know. Yeah, it's just, use your time better, I guess. If, you know, fuck something, just
fuck whiny bitches.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, like,
I don't know, get like wider aisles, put like a couple of yoga mats down there for them to stretch out halfway through the press conference.
Yeah, just do an hour, then have like a, you know, a debriefing, and you know, let everyone get up and stretch their legs. And then, you know, for 10 minutes, and then sit back down and do the other hour.
Yeah, it's like put up that old movie real thing. It's like, let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. So, moving on. Spec Ops The Line is going to have some free DLC with some co-op multiplayer bits. So it's going to have 4 objective missions for 2 players. That will be available shortly after the game's launch, and it'll all be free.
Yep.
Yeah, so Spec Ops Line is due out on June 26th for the PS3, 360, and PC.
Yep.
So, moving on. So, do you remember last year the Call of Duty XP event?
Call of Duty XP event? I believe so.
Yeah, it was like the big Call of Duty convention.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to say that's where they first announced Elite, right?
Probably.
Some shit like that? I don't remember.
Was either like leaked? Was either like leaked beforehand and then officially announced there, or it was just like, "Hey, Elite."
Yeah.
So, Activision has come out and said that Call of Duty XP 2012 will not be happening.
Wow.
Yeah. They said they're still open for like the expo to come up in 2013 and like later years, but just not this year.
Why?
I have no idea. It's like, yeah, it doesn't actually say why they just did it. It's like, well, it's possible. We may host another XP event in the future. We don't have plans to hold the event this year. Said this, according to a line from the statement that they released.
Okay.
I have no idea, dude.
I kind of feel like they should give a reason.
Yeah, they probably should.
I mean, Blizzard didn't have BlizzCon this last year either, right?
Yeah, I don't think they did.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay, well, apparently, Overkill Entertainment, the people behind Payday the Heist, are working on a prequel to Left 4 Dead.
Oh, so... Are you saying that it's not going to be a mixture of the two? That it's just those guys working on the game?
No, like, so there is a statement. It's like, as perceptive gamers will have noticed, several hints have been dropped... Several hints have recently been dropped into Payday the Heist, which has led to various rumors. We're excited to confirm that an in-depth collaboration between Overkill and Valve is currently in production. We are working on a very cool blend of Payday and Left 4 Dead. I'm sure that it will have some players check into the hospital after we are done.
Okay, so they are still going to do a blend of the two worlds.
Yeah.
And basically make that a prequel?
I think so, actually. I think that's the thing. Like, they... So, I stopped playing Payday the Heist after I reviewed it. Mm-hmm. So, I have no idea about any of the hints that they've been talking about.
Right.
But, yeah, for all I know, they've been, like, updating the game once in a while and just, like, putting in little things of, like, hey, here's a... It's like, hey, like, one of the random bystanders you run by is Nick from Left 4 Dead 2.
Right on.
Or it's like, hey, one of the medics... Like, hey, a medic is actually Zoe from Left 4 Dead 1. Who knows? Maybe while you're running around, one of the guys yells pills here. I don't know. Yeah, so final piece of news. With E3 2012 being over, they decided to round up some stats. So, apparently, this year, E3 2012 has had a crowd of 45,700 people and brought in a total of $40 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are people spending money on?
The tickets? Like, unless you're going there for press, the tickets are $500.
I thought E3 was only open to press.
No, like, I looked at their website a while ago, you know, like, when I wasn't sure if we would qualify as press.
Uh-huh.
And it said, like, so, like, media badges, $0. Non-media badges, $500. Hmm. It is probably media only because no one's willing to drop $500 to spend, like, 3 days running around a very crowded convention center waiting in line to play video games.
Well, it was probably 3 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
That is when E3 first kind of shut down from the public.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how it's been ever since then. So there must be some kind of something there that the $500 tickets cannot be for, like, just fucking hardcore gamers to fucking be able to go.
Yeah.
It has to be for something else.
Yeah, probably. But, oh well. So that does it for news. On to trailers. So we got a few today. First up is the Skylanders Giants trailer. So Skylanders is one of the weirdest things I've seen from gaming recently, where it's just like a, you know, this little like USB portal power thing, and you have to have little mini figurines with like RFID chips in them or something. You place them on the power pad, the pad of power, the tower of power, whatever the fuck it's called, and then the character like that is designed for that figurine, you play as that character in the game. And so, like, each character has, like, different, play styles. They have, like, different elemental things that they do. Certain characters can only access certain areas. And, like, everything is kept on these chips. And now you have giant ones. Yeah.
So, is the actual figurine bigger now?
Yeah, like, they actually started making, like, different Skylanders that are giant figurines.
So, I mean, these are for, like, 3DS or something, right?
Nope. 360, PS3, PC, Mac.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's insane. It's like they took an idea from the 80s and just, like, made it into a modern video game.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Because, like, everything that... There's tons of shit in the 80s that did stuff like this.
Yeah, like, whenever I... one of the many gaming podcasts I listened to, like, they kept referring to, like, Captain Power.
Oh, God, yes!
Which is, like, that old show that, like, would freeze every once in a while and then, like, have a glowing blue spot you had to, like, shoot a gun at.
If it's the one that I'm thinking of, it was a spaceship that you had.
Yeah, like a spaceship gun, and then like if you get shot too many times, like the thing opens up and a guy pops out of it.
Yeah. My buddy had it and it never worked.
Yeah, wow. Well, yeah, so that is... So, yeah, it's Skylanders, but bigger. Coming soon. So, moving on. We got a Sleeping Dogs trailer.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, so, in the trailer, just kind of, like, cut up footage of various parts of the game. And a lot of it has the main character without a shirt on. Like, I was a bit disturbed by how much that guy was shirtless in this game. He's running around the streets being shot at, shooting at dudes, there's glass flying everywhere, there's explosions and shit, and all the time just bare chest. It's like you'd think he'd have on a shirt or like a flak jacket or something.
No, dude, this is Hong Kong.
So you just raw dog it?
Yeah, he's fishing bullets.
It's like if you can't jump out of the way of a bullet in slow motion, you are ashamed of your family.
Exactly.
So this game does look cool. Like it's gritty crime drama on the streets of Shanghai, but yeah, it looks good enough.
It looked decent. I mean, it looks pretty standard kind of graphics and everything, but it looks like it'll be a fun game.
Yeah, so moving on to Sly Cooper: Thieves in Time. This was one of the things I was most excited looking forward to, because Sly Cooper was one of my favorite games the previous console generation. Mm-hmm. Sly Cooper the Thievius Raccoonist, Sly Cooper Honor Among Thieves, and then Sly Cooper Band of Thieves. Those are like some of my three favorite games. I played them over and over and over again. I fucking loved them.
I know.
And now we have a fourth one coming out, and it looks not as good.
No,
like the in-game stuff, like the actual like real-time stuff, it looks like Sly Cooper. But one of the things that I loved about those games was their pre-rendered cinematics. It was all done in like, it was all done with like a very specific art style that I really loved. It was all very comic book style. Mm-hmm. And it was also like kind of still, a lot of it was like still portraits, just like moving joints and stuff. And it worked well. Like, it really worked well with those games. But now everything's, like, fully animated. Like, they've changed the looks of the characters dramatically. Like, Carmelita doesn't even look like Carmelita anymore.
Yeah. What's the different studio doing it?
Oh, yeah, but they... Yeah, like, earlier this year they did... Like, either earlier this year or, like, last year or something. They released, like, a Sly Cooper collection. They did the Sly Cooper collection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that... From what I saw, that was fucking Sly Cooper. And this game, well, it does look like gameplay Sly Cooper. It doesn't look like pre-rendered Sly Cooper.
Yeah.
So that may lose. So if I ever do get a chance to play it, that may lose something for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also just want to know the story justification behind why he's back into thieving and like how he got back into thieving, because at the end of the third game. Spoiler alerts for the end of Sly Cooper 3.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, so at the end, they beat the main bad guy, and then, like, Sly gets caught in an explosion, and then when he, like, wakes up, he pretends he doesn't remember who he's like, oh my god, I don't remember who I am. It's like, who are you? What's happening? And then Carmelita says, like, you are my partner, Constable Sly Cooper. Let's get the hell out of Dodge. And then they end up together. Like, over the past three games, they've been, like, having, like, the cat-and-mouse relationship kind of thing going on between them. And, like, the love-hate thing. Like, he loves her. She, like, hates him because he's a thief, but actually loves him because, you know, story. But, yeah, they did end up together. And then, like, Bentley, who's the super smart turtle in a wheelchair, he finds them and then, like, zooms in on him, like, check out how Sly's doing with his new life. But then, like, Sly just, like, whips his head towards him, gives him a wink, and he's like, oh, okay, Sly was faking the whole time. He's actually still a thief. But yeah, I'm just wondering like how they're actually going to be handling all the time travel stuff. Like in the games, you're going around collecting pieces of the Thievius Raccoonus, which is your like family's ancient book of thieving tactics.
Uh-huh.
And each part of that book was written by one of your ancestors. Like, there was one who was, like, ancient Egyptian, one who was, like, a Scotsman. Like, back in the olden days when, like, Scotland was, like, the Picts or something. They had one guy who was, like, robbing trains in the Old West. They had one who was a fucking ninja.
Right.
And so I'm just wondering if you'll be able to, like, interact with, like, members of the past, like, members of the Cooper clan from the past, or if you'll be, like, supplanting their roles in the past.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like, I'm just really interested in that.
Right.
So moving on, the Year of the Bow continues with the new Elder Scrolls Online trailer. Fuck, what's the count up to now? So we got, like, Crysis 3, Tomb Raider, Far Cry 3, fucking Zombie U has a crossbow in it. That counts.
Already say Assassin's Creed?
Assassin's Creed, Wrecketeer. Yeah, so now Elder Scrolls Online, it's fucking 7 games.
Yeah.
That's more games with bows than there have been months past in this year so far. Yeah, so the trailer, it shows absolutely nothing of the game. It's all just pre-rendered cinematics of people being real fucking dour and shit. It's like, I'm drawing my bow, I'm so serious.
Yeah.
And then you have an elf lady with, like, a thing of fire in her hand.
Yeah, some kind of magic going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it was completely uninteresting and really boring. So, moving on. Ninja Gaiden Clans. I have no idea what the fuck this is.
Yeah, it was just like a teaser trailer at best.
Yeah, I have seen no news on this anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I've been keeping an eye on, like on Game Informer, GameSpot, Destructoid, Giant Bomb. None of them have had any news on this game. Yeah. It's just, hey, here's a trailer. I don't know what this game is. I have no idea about anything. It's really weird. It's actually kind of freaking me out a bit. Yeah, so, final trailer. Dark Souls, Prepare to Die Edition. So, this is a PC port of Dark Souls. PC gamers, yeah. Prepare to die. That game will rape you. Like, have you guys seen any, like, gameplay of Demon's Souls or Dark Souls or anything?
I tried playing Demon's Souls.
Operative word being tried?
Well, in my experience, it was quite short. I don't think I got a true taste of the game whatsoever. I did. There was an instance where I walked up to a boss, and it looked the other way, and it killed me. Like, it even had to look at me, and it killed me.
Yeah, like, I was watching some gameplay, like, Dark Souls, and there was one bit, the guy walks into a room, and he's on, like, on top of a giant platform, on top of a platform, like, 20 feet above the boss. He's thinking, like, alright, how am I gonna do this? All of a sudden, the boss just jumps up and breaks the platform he's standing on. He's like, oh god, no. Yeah, that game, those games look terrifying.
Yeah, they're very hardcore.
Yes, it's the hardest, of course. Okay, so that's going to do it for trailers. So, since this is the final day of E3, we have decided to give you our best moment of the show, our worst moment of the show, and our weirdest moment of the show.
I feel like weirdest is a bad term for it. I think surprising.
I'm going to stick with weird.
Okay, I mean, just so people out there understand.
We'll be explaining this. So let's start with the best. So the best is just the game we're most excited for, the thing that we saw in any of the press conferences or any of the news things that we are the most pumped up about. So, Shax, you go first.
All I put is games, though.
Okay.
There's nothing best of E3. In fact, I will go on record right now to say that E3 2012 is probably the worst E3 I've ever seen in my entire life.
Worse than the Jamie Kennedy one?
This is one show. This is one press conference of E3. I mean, this is bad all the way around. I mean, the press conferences were pretty shitty for the most part. you know, most of the games were told, shown, whatever, before E3 even got here. There's zero surprises whatsoever. It just sucks. In fact, I should put down right now that worst of E3 is E3. Okay, but the first game that I have, I'm going to work backwards on my list.
Okay.
So the first game I have on my list from backwards. All right, I'm tired. I'm sorry.
Like, we're recording this at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I got to go to work in 2 hours. The Unfinished Swan.
The what?
The Unfinished Swan. I see some gameplay footage of this yesterday during GameSpot's live coverage.
Okay.
Picture a white canvas, and all you can see is whiteness. And you have to throw, like, these little balls of black paint. And wherever it lands, it kind of, like, starts opening up images to you, kind of in, a, like, a silhouette kind of way.
That...
like, splatters.
That sounds like a Peter Molyneux game.
Yeah, more of a Peter Molyneux kind of
game. Yeah, Peter Molyneux.
But, yeah, it's kind of like a puzzly kind of game. They didn't show a lot of it at all. But, yeah, it looked really cool, really fascinating, kind of an artsy game. It's going to be coming out on PlayStation Network exclusive.
Okay.
But, yeah, it looks really cool. Yeah. I think I'm going to like it. I got Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Yeah, that game actually does look really good.
It does look really good. Like, I like the Splinter Cell series. They're not... I kind of always seen the Splinter Cell series as kind of like a more boring, toned-down version of Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like with Convictions and now with what they're doing with Blacklist, that it seems like they're trying to at least get a little bit more in depth with the characters and the story, and not just trying to be so political jargon about it as like the original trilogy was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
After that, I got Watch Dogs.
Okay.
That game looks fucking... looks like it's going to be some badass shit.
Yeah, it really does.
I'm really interested in playing that game and basically being able to do whatever you want. You're almost a superhero, I feel like, just with a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, just watching the trailer of, you know, the guy, like, kind of, like, sneaking into the party. And then, like, he just walks by people and, like, there's, like, a little icon over their head to, like, hack their phone or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, that's going to be really cool, you know? Like, shit like that is what I like doing that shit in a game, you know? Just, you know, obviously, like, with the gameplay demo that they show, they didn't have to hack everyone. He only hacked a couple of people that he needed. But uh-huh. He was walking by tons of people that he could have hacked into.
Yeah.
And this shit like that is just really fascinating to me, you know? You can hack into someone's phone and hear them be like, come on, baby, you know I got the clap from you. Like, I it's awesome. I love that kind of shit in games.
Yeah.
So, that, yeah. And then the action on top of it is just fucking bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think Watch Dogs can be a really, really cool game. Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, Natch.
Yeah. I can't wait for that game. I can't wait for that game. I can't wait for that game. I can't wait for that game.
If you say it 5 more times, then the game will come out.
I can't wait for that game. 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 I can't wait for that game.
Damn it, you've doomed us all. Now none of us will get to play Assassin's Creed 3.
Fuck. Damn it. That's not what you said.
Yes, I did. I said if you say it 5 more times, the game won't come out.
Oh, I thought you said it will come out.
No, it won't come out. You've doomed us all. Thanks, Shax.
Son of a bitch. Why'd you stop me halfway through it? You just sat there and watched.
I know.
Pervert. yeah, Assassin's Creed 3. you know, like I even talked about the boating missions with the PS3. They hopefully they tie into the story somehow. Otherwise, you know, like I've said, you know, they feel kind of tacked on because they really haven't given us anything. It feels very separate from an Assassin's Creed game, but it still looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I really can't wait to play that game. The Last of Us.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That game just looks fucking amazing. I read somewhere, I think it was at Destructoid, that the demo that was played at the E3 press conference, whoever wrote this article said that they watched it on the floor, mm-hmm. and someone did something different, or, you know, played throughout the demo a different way, and he said it was a completely different experience. And, like, that's something that Naughty Dog's trying for in this, is trying to make every little piece of it matter in how things run throughout the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really cool. I always hope with games that we get to a certain point that, say, you got a soldier that starts at a point A, and you have to get to a bomb that's in a building at point B,
mm-hmm.
and, like, say, you know, different obstacles are going to try getting in your way. You know, let's say a building falls in front of you, you know, or something, and it blocks your path. You're not able to get there in time. The bomb goes off, but the game continues. Or, you know, your character's going on. He gets shot and killed, but the game continues on. And someone else, you know, on your team has to try now getting that bomb, you know, and maybe they don't get to it and the bomb goes off. And now you got those two different things happening that are changing the story. You know, you got your character and the bomb going off. I'd like to see games get to that point of just, like, continuously going on and moving forward and just have different repercussions of what happens and what you choose to do, or what, you know, you slip up and fuck up and something happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it seems like The Last of Us has a lot of that going on, but it also, you know, it seems like they're doing a good job of toning down the mass murdering that people like to call Nathan Drake,
mm-hmm.
And kind of make it more of a thrilling, tense situation.
Yeah.
And my last game for the best game that I seen at E3 was Star Wars 1313.
Oh yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah, it looks fucking phenomenal. It looks beautiful. You're playing a bounty hunter and not a fucking Jedi, and, like, instantly as soon as I seen that, I was like, yes, please. Like I love playing a Jedi, but it doesn't work with games. I feel like LucasArts finally figured that out. Someone finally figured that out. So it's, like, awesome. It looks great. It's cover system. I've heard people call it Star Wars, Uncharted for Star Wars. It looks fucking awesome. The idea behind it, the premise, you know, it takes place somewhere between the prequels and the sequels, and so it's in the world of Star Wars that we know best.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, awesome.
Okay. So, I guess we'll do my good. So, I got Loco Cycle. This is... I've loved all the Twisted Pixel games. I've played every single Twisted Pixel game.
Right.
And Loco Cycle sounds like a fucking Twisted Pixel game. It's just a fucking assassin motorcycle, dude.
Well, they didn't show anything, right? Wasn't it just a teaser trailer?
It was just a teaser trailer, but still, assassin motorcycle.
Right on, right on.
Yeah, it's... That game is going to be... That game, I can feel it. It's going to be funny. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. And I can't wait. So,
right on.
Moving on to Assassin's Creed 3. Natch.
Right on.
It looks great. Yeah. It looks like Assassin's Creed, and I fucking love Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so moving on to Far Cry 3.
Okay.
So, I like the tropical setting of it. Like, that's one of the things I liked about the Far Cry games that I played. There's, like, this huge, open, tropical, like, place that you just, like, run around in. And Voss. I love the bad guy of this game. He's a Joker, but with tribal tattoos.
Okay.
And that is amazing. Like, Joker is one of my favorite comic villains. Anyone who can get close to him will be awesome. And this guy does get close to him.
you know, I hear people saying that it seems like there's a good chance that he is you, or you are him.
Yeah, that's like one of the big things of the game is like insanity. Like, it's always being played that like you are him and he is you. Uh-huh. Like even in the gameplay demo they showed on stage at the Ubisoft press conference. It was like when after he got stabbed in the chest, he started like bleeding sunlight.
Yeah.
Then you were like walking through, and then you like as you're walking along, you saw like yourself holding a gun to your head, and then that guy turned into Voss. And then, like, as you're walking along, you see yourself having sex with a naked chick from the beginning of the game, and then you turn into Voss, which is really weird because Voss is the naked chick's brother.
Wow.
And then you get to, like, the very end of it, you just see Voss, he's, like, hanging out, he, like, grabs your gun and puts it to his head, then puts it to his chest, like, come on, she pulled the trigger, Jason, kill me! And then, before the demo ends, he turns into you.
But the Far Cry games are known to be kind of insane, right?
How do you mean?
Well, just crazy shit happened. Because, like, was it, like, I want to say the first Far Cry, maybe it was the second one? Like, you'd go into, like, a primal rage?
Yeah, that one was, I don't think it was the very first Far Cry. Like, it was one of the Far Cry 1 sequels. Like, Far Cry Instinct or something.
Okay.
Yeah, Far Cry Instinct, you'd be able to just, like, go into animal mode.
Yeah, and just weird kind of shit like that. Like, I mean, it's not weird, like, Japanese weird, like Bayonetta weird or anything like that, but it's just American weird, where it's just kind of like you're insane, probably hallucinate crazy shit happening and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like, I know in the first Far Cry game, you're just fighting mutants.
Okay.
Like, the island was, like, home to a bunch of genetic experiments that led to, like, huge fucking mutant things.
Okay.
And then as you move on to the next one, you like get like animal powers and like start fighting a bunch of other people with animal powers.
Island of Dr. Moreau?
No, Island of Dr. Moreau had like people fused with animals. This was just like dudes with glowing eyes who could jump really high and smell really good.
They had nice cologne.
Yeah, I could also do like a weird like claw attack and just like dive down and rip someone's face off.
Nice.
But yeah, Far Cry 3 looks really awesome. So
yeah, it looked decent to me, I thought. Yeah.
So, moving on to Halo 4.
What?
This was like a departure, kind of, from what Halo has been up to this point. Because, like, we're finally fighting dudes that aren't the Covenant at all. Cortana's going insane. You can fucking sprint.
But there are Covenant there.
Yeah, there are Covenant there, but they aren't the main bad guys.
Right.
Like, the main bad guy is Cortana, and I think they're called the Prometheans.
Okay.
Yeah, like, the weird, like, giant, like, biomechanical AI-looking things with the flaming fucking skulls underneath them and, like, the gun shit that looks really awesome. Like, when you grab their guns, like, you pick it up, and then the gun just starts... And, like, the gun, it comes up in pieces, and then it just forms itself into the gun.
Right, yeah.
And it looks really great.
Right. Yeah, I want to say it was a demo that I've seen a little bit of. Looks interesting.
Yeah. So, moving on to Last of Us.
Right on.
This game looks fantastic.
Yeah.
We've said enough about it, but the game does look amazing, and I want to get a PS3.
Just in time.
Yeah. It's like, I want to go out and get a PS3... I want to go out on, like, Last of Us launch day, go out and get a PS3 and a copy of Last of Us.
Play it, then sell it all?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, so, moving on. Watch Dogs. Yeah, it looks really cool. Like, the thought of stuff that you could do in that game with just your cell phone is kind of insane and awesome.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it looks like it does a good job with action shooting, but also with the stealth and, like, hacking and shit like that. You know, it looks like it has, like, all these different game types that just work well together, but are being, like, compacted into one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we on Star Wars
1313? Yeah.
The Star Wars could use a gritty reboot.
Yeah, this is the first M-rated Star Wars game. I didn't think to mention that before.
Yeah, it's going to be It looks like I really hope it's good, because it looks fantastic.
I think Star Wars needs this. I think Star Wars fans need this. And I think gamers that want to like a Star Wars game needs this. I mean, I think everything about Star Wars needs this, you know.
Yeah.
LucasArts have been making shitty Star Wars games forever.
Yeah.
It's like, finally, it looks like they're getting their shit together.
Yeah, so, moving on. So, I also... Agni's Philosophy. This is the Final Fantasy tech demo, and it looked fantastic.
Okay.
And I hope that they actually take that tech and put it into something that isn't a Final Fantasy game.
You know they're gonna... It's gonna be Final Fantasy 15.
Yes, I know, but, like, they could, like, outsource that engine.
That's true.
They could outsource that real-time stuff and have someone make an interesting game out of it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they could use that tech in, like, Kingdom Hearts 3.
There you go.
Yeah, I can always hope. And, finally, for my best, Rayman Legends.
Okay.
That was probably one of my favorite parts of the Ubisoft press conference, of just them just sitting down and just playing that huge, long, like, fucking just surf rock thing. Where it's kind of like the game's kind of like turning into a rhythm platformer.
Uh-huh.
Where you have to, like, hit things at certain points in order to, like, make the music go right, and if you don't, you just fuck up entirely. And, like I said, there's fucking flying witch guitarists. How can you not love that?
I feel like the gameplay of this is kind of like a Patapon gameplay.
Not really, because, like, with Patapon, you gotta do, like, the four button combinations. This one is just a platformer, with certain sections being kind of rhythmic.
Right, oh, okay, yeah.
It's not like the entire game is you have to run to the beat.
Right. Maybe it should be.
Okay, so that's gonna do it for best. On to worst. This is obviously the worst, the things that we looked at and did not like.
Yeah.
So, Shax.
My list of worst is for E3, for saying E3 of this year is the worst E3 of all.
Mm.
I have a surprisingly short list of worst games. These are just horrible games that I don't care about. I think are stupid. You know, it's not like it's I don't want people to think that when I say these are my worst games that I they're like just the worst looking games or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid. You know. Black Ops 2.
Okay.
I feel like they're making a gimmick of the futuristic thing to try making it. How do you top, like, every Modern Warfare game, they have topped the last one. And how do you top Nuclear War starting? Well, we'll just have Los Angeles completely in ruins in 2043 or whatever the fuck it is. And they're just using that futuristic part as their gimmick to make it crazy, insanely just disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, watching the demo of that game, it looks stupid. It's uninteresting. They just keep amplifying it higher and higher and higher, and it's watered down now.
Mm-hmm.
It's to the point where no matter, they can't go anywhere. What's next? Like, space? Like, what are you gonna do now? It's just fucking ridiculous at this point. It's like, just Activision. Like, if you want to keep pumping these out, just start pumping out fucking multiplayer versions of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just fucking cut it out, you know? You guys, you're just... The story is a joke as it is. It's only a 5-hour long game, as we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, why even fucking have it? The hardcore fans don't care about it. Just release a fucking DLC that's $60 for the multiplayer. Have your fucking sheep buy it and be fucking done with it. Stop fucking wasting our time and our intelligence on just your stupid fucking stories of different height of how far into craziness you can go with an explosion.
Yeah.
Stop being Michael Bay. Paper Mario Sticker Star. as I said, I think yesterday's podcast, this is just It's basically everything I don't want in an RPG. Yeah, it looks stupid to me. I've never seen Paper Mario before. I never knew what Paper Mario was until I seen this. And I was just like, oh my god, like this is the first time they're doing this? Like, I mean, well, of course it's not. It's Mario. But I don't know. I just seen it and I was just like, this is stupid. Turn-based. You use weapons that you get from stickers? Like, what? Yeah. What the fuck? Like, it's so... whatever. But the worst fucking game that I've seen at E3 is New Super Mario Bros. 2. Coins!
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Every time I do that, I when I say that like that, I got my hands up in the air in this, like, magician-type way of, like, just spinning around me, and I'm just imagining that I'm making it rain coins out of the sky. It's
like, Miles gonna come and make it rain, bitches.
Make it rain coins.
Yeah.
It's so fucking stupid, and it's like, I feel like no one's ever fucking complained about this, and I don't understand it. Like, I feel like everyone at E3 should have been like, what the fuck is Nintendo thing? This is so on the nose of, we have no more Mario ideas, so we're just gonna do Mario again, but turn everything into coins as soon as you fucking touch it?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Is this King fucking Midas? Like, come on! Fuck!
Okay.
Yeah, just god damn it, man. Like, I'm... It's always drove me fucking nuts with fucking Nintendo being able to fucking rehash the same IPs over and over and over again. I mean, New Super Mario Bros. 2 is the exact same thing Super Mario Bros. In 1985.
Yeah, but now it's polygonal.
But now it goes coins. That everything turns into coins. Just come on, man. Can game journalists and gamers alike, can we just, like, get together and say, Nintendo, start making new shit, or we're not going to buy your garbage anymore? Like, why is this okay? Why were people bitching that Uncharted 3 is just more Uncharted? As good as it is, it's just more Uncharted, or, you know, shit like that. Or it's just Revelations. It's getting kind of played out now. They need to stop making this a yearly thing. Well, every 5 days, there's a fucking Mario game coming out, and it's always the goddamn same thing. So come on, can we please get on the fucking bandwagon together and come up with some kind of agreement so that stop saying, hey, Mario looked good. What? Fuck. Alright, I'm done.
Okay, on to me. So, worst. Everything Mario.
Yeah!
Yeah, it's... Fuck!
Stop with Mario! Just give him a break! Let him sit down! Let him fuck the princess for 5 minutes!
Yes! Let him hang up his belt and eat some cake! God.
Let him plunge his toilet.
No, he's gotta plunge princess's toilet.
Oh, he is alright.
Yeah, it's
my
just...
My toilet, I mean pooper.
Oh, yeah.
He's... My pooper, I mean asshole.
He's Italian, so, you know, he likes it in the rear.
And he likes it when she doesn't shave.
Yeah. Likes when she gets some gabagoo. But yeah, it's just... Their big new advances are... You can make blocks. Everything's coins. And stickers.
Yeah.
It's... Fuck, Nintendo, just... Please. Kill him. Or just, like... Because what they need to do is they need to start making shit Mario games.
They already are.
No, I'm talking about, like... Not really... I'm not talking about any kind of functionality in them. Like, in most Mario games, they're at least functional. I'm talking about making it, like, so fucking terrible that no one want to play it. Like, do what they did with Sonic. Of just, like, make him just... I was like, have, like, the old good ones, and just, like... For the next iteration of it, just make it worse and worse and worse until it's just like weird, horrible dribble coming out of your Wii U.
I would argue that it's already that. Like, I enjoy Super Mario Brothers 1 and 3. And those original three titles were basically all the same. And all they've done to add on to it to try making it different with anything Mario they've done, with whether it be Paper Mario, which or at least with Sticker Star and Galaxies and the one Mario game that my ex-girlfriend played on the Wii that was like a Mario Party, I think, or something. I don't know the title name. It's just everything they've done is just a fucking gimmicky piece of shit.
Yes, but it's a gimmicky piece of shit that still functions. I'm talking about making, like, each one less and less functional. Like, have it so, like, the jump button doesn't work, like, half the time. Have it so, like, the frame rate's, like, one-tenth of what it should be. Have it so, like, every once in a while the controls just randomly switch buttons.
But, like, the Sonic games don't really have that problem. The Sonic games just, I feel like, are not able to brainwash people like Mario.
No, it's like, Sonic has gotten shit when it went to 3D. Mario was still functional in 3D. And since, like, you've done 3D, you've done 2D, unless you somehow invent 4D and it sucks in that, then what you gotta start doing is making it less and less functional.
I feel like...
And then sectioned him off to guest appearances in, like the yearly Olympics games and kart racers that are released, like, every 2 years to keep your IP from going down the pooper.
I just feel like people are brainwashed.
They really are. Like,
it boggles my mind. Like, I can't wrap my brain around it. Like, when I was watching the Giant Bombs kind of, like, debriefing that they did, where they were talking about different things they saw, and, like, Peach and Klumpik was like, Mario looked good. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, why? How? Like, it's just the same thing just rehashed over and over and over again. Like, I don't get it when Nintendo does this with Mario and everyone just eats it up year after year. I don't get it.
Yeah,
that's what pisses me off the most, I think, is just me not understanding it. Like, how people can bitch about other games doing something like this. Like, I mean, I would argue with Sonic, like, I haven't played Sonic since Sonic 2, so I whatever. But I mean, yeah, they kept trying to go with that series and bring it in different directions, but they've done the same thing with Mario, but really they've never needed to, because everyone just always loved Mario, and whether they've taken it to a new direction, or even now, like, you know, bringing it back with, like, the new Super Mario Brothers games for, like, Wii that came out, like, 2 years ago, whatever, people have just ate it up and loved it, like, no matter what they do with it.
I should not have said Mario, because we've been spent a long time on that.
Fuck Mario.
But yeah, so, we got to another worst game. Sing. The retarded karaoke party game, which is just... Oh god, it is so stupid. Like, you would have to be either retardedly drunk or just retarded to have fun with that.
Karaoke is more fun when you're drunk.
Yeah, but still, when you're, like, that drunk in order to find, like, hey, karaoke's fun, do you really want to be getting up and dancing? like, that's the whole thing. It's like someone just sitting there holding a Wii U pad in front of them. Not even just having, like, a little TV screen, just the Wii U gamepad is in their hand. They have to hold it up to look at it, or spend the entire time looking down to sing, and then they have to shout orders at people who then have to follow it for no gameplay reason at all other than, we told you to, now dance, bitch.
Yeah, I didn't see this at all. I mean, is there like a gamer score or anything?
No, it's Wii U, dude. They don't have achievements on that. It's just... And how would they even track that? Like, would they just... It's like, alright, now hold up the Wii U camera so we can see all your friends dancing.
Well, when I say gamer score, I meant like a gamer score of like how Guitar Hero has a gamer score, you know, like in the corner.
What, you mean an actual score?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea. It didn't show anything. It's just this really weirdly rendered video of some, like, girl who was ripped out of Just Dance going around singing this really retardedly terrible pop song. It is... It's like, well, this is crazy. Here's my number, so call me, maybe? That's the entire fucking song!
That's awesome.
I want to find whoever made that game and fucking put a bullet through his brain.
Miyamoto, man.
Miyamoto didn't make that game!
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay.
Yeah, so moving on. This is a kind of a twofer. We Fit You and the Nike Fitness Program. If people want to exercise, they wouldn't be playing video games.
Yeah.
People have gyms, they have treadmills and shit. They don't need to be looking at a fucking Wii U or having Nike texting them saying, hey, you're supposed to work out in front of your Kinect today. I'm sorry, this shouldn't be something I get so pissed off about, but I...
No, I mean, it's... I've always found that shit to be stuff like, why are you bringing this to E3?
Why are you bringing this to video games?
But I mean, there's a GDC for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it shouldn't even be there. This shit should not exist. Video games are not here for you to work out. You know, like I said, like people who, like most people who would have like the Wii U and all that shit, they have gym memberships.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what would they rather do? Would they rather, like, go to a place where they have, like, some... Like, I'm assuming this is all for women. So, like, put your mind into that of a woman. What would you rather do? Stand in your living room in your yoga pants, working out to, like, some really weirdly rendered dude, like, staring at you blankly while barking commands at you to do weird motion things that probably won't register half the time, because we may only have a Wii won't shove at your ass. Or, would you rather go to a gym with an actual, possibly hunky dude, moving around your body in weird ways, so it's like, alright, so you gotta do this, and then go into downward facing dogs, like, oh yeah, nice ass, and then get into, like, the really weird, like, single mom fantasies.
Look, first of all...
I know, I went down a weird road with it, but shut up, I'm trying to make a point.
No, I mean, look, I understand your point that you're trying to make, but, two things. Number one, we can't put our minds in the minds of a woman, because this is two completely different things. I think women see something like their body in working out, especially plus-size women.
To them, the
idea of going someplace to work out is shaming to them, like the way it is for men to go to a porn shop. Like, oh my god, I can do this shit at home now? Oh, thank god.
It's like, oh my god, I can do this shit at home now on the thing my child plays with.
You could say that about working out for women on the 360 or Wii U, and you could say the exact same thing about guys jerking off to porn on the computer.
That's really... You just put a really disturbing image in my head of, like, a dad going to a porn shop. It's like, oh, wait a minute, I can just go home, use my son's laptop, and jerk off to his porn.
Yeah.
Like, those are two completely different things.
No, they're not. I mean...
Yes, they are. The Wii U is... It's like, the Wii U and the 360 are game consoles.
The working out part about it. Women working out... Women, like I said, are more shy and more,
So they're more shy. So you know what? I'm gonna stand in front of the TV where my son just mere minutes ago was screaming at someone for being a noob sucking fag muncher.
Yeah, but I mean, they're doing it at home. They're not doing it in front of a bunch of strangers at the fucking workout
clinics. I don't understand why this shit is coming to video games.
That's why it's coming to video games. That's the only reason why it's coming to video games. It's so people don't have to go out in public to do it.
Yeah, they don't have to go out in public and do it either. Like, Bowflex.
But that shit's more expensive.
Fuck, I don't care.
That's way more expensive.
More expensive than, like, getting the console, all the games, the yearly subscription to Xbox Live.
Well, you don't need Xbox Live to be able to play the workout games.
Most people who are getting the workout games are just getting them because, hey, my son has an Xbox.
Yeah.
So they're already paying for games and the subscription and shit. So it's just compounding monthly, and then it's like...
Well, that's just a possibility. That, who knows? Only half of 360s are online in the world, so who the fuck knows? But that's why they got it there. It's just being able to sit at home to work out. I'm not trying to argue with you that this is something that shouldn't be on your worst of list.
Yeah, but, dude, working out at home, $10 yoga mat and a $10 yoga mat, one of those like Gillian Anderson instructional videos. It's like $30, you're good. Sure. But instead, like, no, I'm gonna go out and spend $60 and freak out in front of a camera for a couple minutes, hoping that it registers my movements. Well, moving on. Elder Scrolls Online. They showed absolutely nothing of it, and it's... I can understand...
They're afraid to.
I can understand them wanting to have an Elder Scrolls MMO. They shouldn't have an Elder Scrolls MMO.
They should have an Elder Scrolls MMO, and it drives me insane that people are against it so much. Like, they haven't shown shit on it, but everyone's up against it. Everyone's like, fuck that, we don't want this. All I wanted was a multiplayer with my friends. It's like, you don't know what this is.
It's WoW.
How can you say that without...
Every MMO is WoW. Like, WoW, like World of Warcraft, it's the biggest fucking thing. Everyone's trying to copy it. No. And failing.
No, everyone's not trying to copy it. Everyone's taking a lot of aspects that are just MMO, and because WoW is the biggest MMO, they're pointing to that and saying, oh, it's like that. Like, you know, it's like the whole thing with, like,
I feel like we've...
Where it's like Tank. It's like, well, that's something that you say. If you change that name, you know, change all those kind of words and names and meanings of different stuff that are in all MMOs, your MMO is going to be the hardest fucking MMO to get any kind of grasp onto. And so when MMOs come out and do stuff like that, they're like, well, that's just like WoW. Because WoW is the biggest one.
Okay, I feel like we've switched roles at some point where I'm trying to make an actual point. You're just coming up with, like, you're just doing everything you can to, like, drive me away from it.
I'm not trying to do that. If you want to see this as the worst, that's fine with me. It's just, I'm just looking at the big picture of people are hating on this MMO when there's nothing that's been shown on this MMO. Other than a teaser trailer of a guy with a bow, because it's the year of the bow.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Why haven't they shown anything of this MMO, ever?
I think they're scared to, because they haven't shown anything, and they're already got gamers coming at it with pitchforks and fucking torches. Like they're Frankenstein.
Fuck all MMOs.
If this game goes into some kind of revamp at some point, like
if you want multiplayer Elder Scrolls, fine, make multiplayer Elder Scrolls. But just why do you need an MMO for it? It's gonna cost you millions and millions of dollars. You're gonna release it, and everyone's gonna play it for like a month, and they say, fuck, it's going back to WoW. And then everything's going to be empty. Then it's like, hey, it's free to play, guys. Please come back.
There is way too many MMOs. And I don't understand that kind of concept. I mean, that's why I say, yeah, there should be an MMO for Elder Scrolls. There should be one for Star Wars. You know, there should be ones for certain universes that people love and people want an experience out of. But you got all these other ones. You got your Terras, you got your fucking Rifts, you have your World of Warcraft, you have all these, you got your Age of Conan. All these fucking MMOs out there just watered down the MMO market.
Yeah, it's like, everything is trying to compete with WoW. WoW is like the most WoW is the most popular and the most played MMO.
Well, they are competing with it in terms of we're making an MMO and WoW is an MMO. And they are, you know, they're trying to share that market with them.
It's like, WoW is the MMO.
Right, yeah.
It's like whenever anyone releases like a like first person shooter that has a heavy multiplayer emphasis, everyone's like, all right, so they're competing with Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Last terrible thing, Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer.
Just.
You might as well have came out and said Netscape, you fucks.
It's like, alright, so we're gonna be coming out with Usenet for the Xbox 360.
Like, did you hear the crowd just silent when he said that?
Yes, I know. That was one of the biggest things in every press conference. Just like the awkward silences.
Yeah.
It's like the one that always sticks out in my mind is the one from the Nintendo press conference, where like Reggie's like, we're gonna have a guy come out and talk for a couple minutes about the 3DS. It's like the guy goes, there's a couple minutes, what, no love for the 3DS? Dead silent. And there's just like 10 people in like one part of the thing next to, close to a mic and start clapping. It's like, yes, yeah, 3DS, man. It was just sad.
There's the worst thing about the Nintendo press conference is the laughs that it was getting was the laughs of people laughing at whoever or at whatever and not laughing about, oh, he made a funny joke or anything. Yes. It's just, no, Reggie's sitting on screen looking at his face all zombified saying, I like French food! And everyone laughs at him for it. It's like, they're not laughing at, like, oh, he's such a funny guy. No, it's just, he looks like a fucking asshole up there.
Fucking Reggie. Yeah, so moving on to the weird. These are the games or things from press conferences or whatever that are just bizarre. Like something that we find bizarre or surprising.
Yeah, mine are all surprises.
One of mine is a surprise, the rest are just weird.
Okay.
Okay, so go.
Wonder Book.
Yeah, that's weird.
I was fascinated by it, and I like the concept of it.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. It's just really, really weird.
Yeah, and I feel like it didn't demo good.
Fuck no, it didn't.
And, well, I mean, it didn't demo good with the way people are making it look. Like, the videos that I've seen of the chick trying to get it to work are all fabricated. It wasn't that drawn out and awkward. You know, she tried, like, a couple of times, like, a good two or three times, and the dude's like, oh, well, lift the book up, and, yeah, it was a little awkward, but not as excruciating as people have made it look. But, yeah, a very interesting concept. It looks like they're taking the Eye of Judgment, taking it a step or two further, and I think it can be really cool for kids. You know, I mean, it's not my thing, but just the concept of it is really cool, and I like seeing that. The PS3 is, you know, just stretching its legs even further on its capabilities of what it can do. PlayStation All-Stars.
Yes, that was on my list, too. It is bizarre.
It's bizarre, but at the same time, it's when I first seen, because, like, at the E3 press conference for Sony, this is the first time I seen it. And I was actually pretty hyped for it. I'm like, this looks pretty cool. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool, but just, it is so weird, because, like, a lot of Sony exclusive characters are very dark. Mm-hmm. So, just, like, the juxtaposition of having, you know, Kratos and Needles Kane, the driver of Sweet Tooth, paired up with Parappa the Rapper.
And Fat Princess.
And Fat Princess. It is just bizarre. And, like there's that one bit where, like, there's one bit in the thing where it's like, oh, hey, look in the background. It's, like, weird, just like weird kid shit, and then all of a sudden it's fucking Satan.
Yeah.
Trying to beat you to death.
It's awesome, man. It's so cool how they're fucking putting that together.
It is the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think it looks cool. And, like, I was, you know, hearing everything about it, it's like, you know, everyone's just been like, oh, it's just a ripoff of Smash Brothers. And it's like, well,
everything's a ripoff of everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, who gives a shit, you know? Sony has their fucking brand of people. They should be able to make this kind of game, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Zombie U.
Yeah, that is weird.
For the most part, it looks like just a Left 4 Dead game. It doesn't look like anything spectacular.
Well, a single-player Left 4 Dead game.
Yeah. But what surprised me is the way you were able to use the Wiimote or the gamepad to kind of, like, use it, you know, to aim your scope and go back and forth and to, like, you hold it up to a door and you punch in a number on the keypad. I thought that was all really cool. It was surprising. Like, it's like, I guess what was most surprising to me about this is Nintendo had something that I was interested in.
Yeah, like one thing that I thought was really cool was like the death mechanic they have in that game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like where if you die, like it takes one bite to kill you. I've seen a bunch of gameplay demos, and it's just like it's not gonna. If you don't push them off, you're dead.
Yeah.
And then when you die, your perspective shifts to an entirely different character, and then you're actually able to go out and find your old dead body, kill yourself, and raid your own bug out bag.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah. It would really, like, but they also said that some of the, like, friend stuff of, like, your friends would be able to go out, find your zombie, kill it, and raid the bug out bag. So I'm just wondering if that's all taking place in the same, like, game universe, or if it's like your zombie is imported into their game. Because if it's all taking place within your game, then it would really suck if your friends are just dicks. Because they will, because immediately the first guy will go find it, will go find you, kill you, steal your shit, and run away.
Yeah, I could see you being swarmed by zombies, but like, oh, dude, help, help, and your friends are like,
it's like, sorry, dude, but it's like, yeah, I'll help for your shotgun.
Yeah, like, I'll help myself to your shit once you're dead.
It's like, yeah, sure, I'll help you out and give you a shotgun. It's like, dude, I can fucking need my shotgun. Well, then I guess you won't be needing my help.
Because you don't need to be living anymore.
Yeah, so then just wait for it, shoot your friend in the head, then take a shit. Just make sure you're not playing LAN of it. Otherwise, he will punch you in the dick.
It looks kind of cool, and I was surprised, again, that Nintendo had something that I was kind of like, perked up a little bit.
But then, I like French food! and the zombie face kept slipping off.
I know.
It was so bad.
Okay, yeah, so the next thing for me is South Park.
Oh, God, yes! I should have put that on my good.
I'm actually surprised you did it the way you were raising it.
I know, dude! I completely forgot about it! Fuck, I want that game so bad!
I used the cheat sheet. It just went through, like, different lists of other people's best and worst.
You suck.
Well, yeah, because I didn't want to forget anything!
I completely forgot about this until we started recording. I was constructing my list while you were reading yours off.
Nice.
Fuck, South Park, the Stick of Truth.
Yeah,
Jews can't be saviors.
Coming this fall. I never got into South Park games. The TV show I think's cool. I don't watch it religiously or anything like that.
This
looks like a real fucking game for South Park, and that really surprised me. I thought it was just going to be another hammy-ass fucking Simpsons kind of game or South Park game, you know, like they've had in the past.
No, this is like an interactive South Park episode.
Yeah. And I was blown away by it. It's the only good thing that was at the Microsoft press conference.
Yeah, and actually, kind of cool thing about the Microsoft press conference. So when they had Trey Parker, Matt Stone come out, like most people are like fuck, what's the name? What's the thing? Teleprompted.
Uh huh.
They weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Giant Bomb guys. They're actually sitting close enough to see like the teleprompter. It just has like time cues.
Yeah.
Of like, I got 60 seconds. I got 30 seconds. I got 10. They're just kind of standing out there. It's like, yeah, so we're just kind of doing this thing.
Right, yeah. And, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it was really great. Them, you know? Yeah, South Park. Fuck South Park!
Yeah, I was really surprised by that. My next game is SimCity.
Okay.
Not the social one. I give a fuck about that. But
SimCity proper.
Yeah, the new... revamped SimCity, basically. It looks like they're trying to go the route of a tropical game. I've only played Tropical 3, and I've only played it for, like, maybe 10 minutes. But that's because the tutorial fucking just scared me away from it. But it feels like SimCity's kind of trying to go that same route where you can zoom right down in, and you'll see people standing around and walking around and traffic going back and forth and all kinds of shit. And when you're setting up your buildings, you can, like, decide which way you want to place it and stuff like that. It looks way more in depth than what the old SimCity games were, where you just put down an R, an I, or I think a C, and then it grew.
You know, it's actually apparently that game had the game's using like the Spore character creator thing to like help you like help you like change the buildings and stuff.
Right on.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and the most surprising game for me was Need for Speed Most Wanted. Watching the demo of that game, it looked awesome. Like, it looked like it's taking Need for Speed and Burnout Paradise and putting them together into a game that I can definitely see myself playing. I mean, I don't really get into racing games much. Need for Speed, the last Need for Speed that I liked was the first Underground game.
Mm-hmm.
And Burnout Paradise, I've always found the Burnout games cool, but just that, where Burnout Paradise, I was like, awesome, I love this game. So it looks like they're taking the best of the both worlds and making it to a big game, and I was really surprised by how cool it looked and everything.
Okay.
That's it for me.
Okay, so I guess on to me. So I guess I'll start out with my one non-game thing. Usher. It was really weird.
I found that to be a... Yeah. I don't want to say it was awful or bad, but...
It was weird!
It didn't make sense, and it was kind of dumb.
Yeah, it was like... I was like, hey, so you're going to have some guys come out and play Dance Out the 3? I was like, oh, wait, what? Why is Usher performing? Oh, God, what's happening? I'm scared. Okay, so I actually remember another thing. I can put this list for weird... Tobuscus. Yeah, so Tobuscus, he does like the literal trailers and stuff, and I watch some of his vlogs. They're not that funny.
Yeah.
So I don't know if like Ubisoft just watched like the Assassin's Creed trailer that he did.
Maybe.
Because he was really awkward up there.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've ever seen from him is Bovey loves him and his literal trailers, and he sent me a link to the Assassin's Creed one, and I thought it was ridiculous. It was like unfunny, and it was just like, no, not my thing or whatever. Yeah. But
I like his literal trailers. They're funny enough.
Yeah, I didn't find it funny at all. So I was just like, whatever, and. What I've seen of the Ubisoft press conference with him and Aisha Tyler is just like two more fucking people that are horrible hosts for Ubisoft. Like keeps her streak going.
Aisha wasn't bad.
Yeah, she was pretty bad. She seemed pretty awkward.
When Tobuscus was
talking about fucking Morningwood or Girlwood and shit.
When she was up there with Tobuscus, she was pretty bad. When she was up there just by herself, she was tolerable.
Yeah, nothing that I seen. Was at all tolerable. Like she was. I like Aisha Tyler. I think she's awesome. But seeing her on stage there, it was just like you're failing hard because you know just the stupid shit she was saying, the way she was reacting to stuff. Just like no, she wasn't as bad as Mr. Caffeine or Jamie Kennedy, but it's just like just added to the fuel of for the fire of how shitty this E3 was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so along some actual games, NBA Baller Beats. That's a rhythm game that's played with a basketball.
Awesome.
Yeah, like,
sold.
The game comes with the Spalding basketball that you then have to like dribble in at certain places and in certain ways for the song to be able to like play the song right the basketball by dribbling it.
All right.
It's so weird.
It is. That's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah. PlayStation All-Star is just really weird of having fucking Sweet Tooth next to Sly Cooper. Yeah, so Tekken Tag Tournament 2 Wii U version.
Oh, God.
It's so weird.
Unless there's Tekken Bowl, I don't give a shit about that game.
It's just really bizarre of... Are there gonna be like other powers? Like if you ever cut a flower, do you like shoot fireballs at people? Will like a hawk come by and drop off a star that you can use to become invincible for like 30 seconds?
Maybe.
It's okay. Well, so then moving on to Pokemon Conflicts. So this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So have you ever heard of I think it was called like Nobunaga's Conquest?
No.
It's like this old NES game where you were playing as this guy like Nobunaga, who is like this famous historical figure in Japanese lore, who did like try to unite every single region of Japan into like one thing under one rule.
Okay.
And so they're taking that and putting Pokemon in it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it is a historical turn-based RPG where you have to try to take over territories and conquer the entirety of Japan with an army of Pokemon. And there will be actual historical dudes in it. Like, actual people who actually existed will be fighting a war with Pokemon.
Alright.
It's the weirdest fucking thing.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fucked up.
Yeah. And then finally, Shoot Mania. You can't see the gun.
Yeah, I heard Jeff Gerstmann say something about it where he was basically shitting on that game. Yeah. And, like, one of the things he mentioned is that you can't see the gun, and I'm like...
Yeah, I mentioned what? That. Like, I mentioned that when we were doing our first, like, our day zero of this thing. I was like, hey, so the PlayStation Mania, you can't see the gun.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember us talking about this game, but again, a lot of this shit I don't remember.
Yeah,
a lot of this is blurred together at this point.
Yeah, this is just from us, like, doing satellite E3 stuff. Imagine if we were actually at the thing.
Oh, God.
So if we get there, it's like, who are you? What's happening? Where am I?
Oh, like, zombie.
What are these?
I like French food.
What are these infernal sun orbs? We just, like, all of a sudden go back to, like, something like a 19th century man with Alzheimer's. Like, the phone rings, like, what is that noise? Why is my pocket vibrating? All of a sudden, we start speaking caveman. I, like, grab a chair from the food court and try to club a person over the head and drag him off to a cave.
And that's your mate.
Unfortunately, I knock it like Peter. Unfortunately, I knock it like Peter Molyneux. Okay, so yeah, Shoot Mania. Can't see the gun. So let's get into a free three.
Do we want to name something as Death Door Prod's game of show?
Far Cry 3.
Really?
I fucking love that game. Was fucking awesome.
Not Last of Us.
Yeah, Last of Us 2. Yeah, it's like, I'm not very good at saying what was the best.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
it's like, we could do most anticipated.
Okay.
Far Cry 3. And beyond Two Souls.
I don't know, because, like,
Last of Us, Far Cry 3, Beyond Two Souls.
They didn't really. I don't know. Maybe I missed the gameplay.
It's like Ellen Page, real Ellen Page, fake Ellen Page, and the Joker. Done and done.
You know what? Fair enough.
So yeah, games of the show: Far Cry 3 and the games with Ellen Page in it.
Yeah. Fake Ellen Page.
Well, real Ellen Page and fake Ellen Page. The Ellen Pages of E3. Take the show. It's great that we actually say that and be serious about it. Ellen Page wins E3.
There you go.
Okay. Done and done. That we declare the winner. It's Ellen Page. Watch Super, available now on DVD.
Or watch whatever else she's in.
Juno?
Oh, yeah. That movie.
Just watch.
She's way too popular for what she's ever been in.
Watch Super. She rapes Rain Williams. She rapes Rain Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. We will be returning to our regularly scheduled programming next week with Comic Pod, with the Anything Cast on Sunday, live on allgames.com, and the archive will be on Monday. They'll be having comics on Wednesday, movies on Friday, And our commentary tracks, which I'm wondering if we should just do the one that we're going to do this Friday and post it on Saturday or something.
Yeah, probably. So are we're skipping games this next week then?
Yeah, since we didn't do our regular stuff this week, we're just be moving it to next week.
Okay.
Okay, and at some point we're going to be doing the season finale of Game of Thrones spoiler cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so until then.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert, stuff happens.
Yeah.
So until then, I'm dead.
I'm Shaq, and I don't like French food.
We'll see you guys next time.